When we look at the corn situation, the USDA really what I call would kind of tweak the numbers in this report. The production forecast went up marginally based on a slightly higher yield forecast of 122.3 bushels. USDA, surprisingly, I guess, did increase their forecast of corn use for food purposes this year slightly, increased their forecast of corn imports by 25 million bushels, and at the end of the day, increased the forecast of year-ending stocks by 28 million bushels, lowered their forecast of the marketing year average price by 20 cents a bushel. That stands now at $7.60. On the world scene, again, very modest changes, only marginal changes. People were looking at the Argentine production number to see if there would be any reflection of the extremely wet start to the planting season there, but none showed up in this report. So at the end of the day, the numbers showed a little bit larger supply than the market had been looking for, but not by much. So kind of a neutral report, I think, for corn. For soybeans, I think with the production number coming in about 111 million bushels larger than the October forecast, that's about 30 million more than the market was looking for. USDA offset much of that with increased consumption forecast, but at lower prices. They did lower the season's average farm price by 35 cents a bushel. So a larger supply, we will consume more, but at a lower price. We'll still have pretty small ending stocks, 140 million bushels. Again, on the world scene, tweaked production forecast for a couple minor producing areas, but nothing for Argentina or Brazil at this point. So the big focus for soybeans was the U.S. production number, and I think that was large enough that it added fuel to the downtrend that we've been seeing in soybean prices here in recent weeks.
When you take these numbers in context, have they changed very much your outlook on the marketplace?
You know, for corn, really not. We've been in a very solid sideways pattern for the past 5 weeks on corn, maybe 6 weeks now. And we've kind of got this ongoing trade-off between, okay, we're a little bit worried about the Argentine crop. On the other hand, we're a little bit worried about the slow pace of consumption. We know we've got tight stocks. So the market's just been treading water, and it looks to me like we're going to kind of continue that pattern, maybe even through the end of the year, until we get a better handle on the Argentine crop. So I don't look for big price moves in the corn market either way near term. Soybeans, it does add some negative momentum to what we've been seeing in that market over the past couple of months. I do think that perhaps we may be buying into this huge South American crop a little bit too early. It's still very early in the planting and growing season there. We know Argentina had an extremely wet October. Central western part of Brazil was extremely dry in October. We're kind of in a neutral ENSO weather scenario there, and some people have pointed out that historically in neutral ENSO weather events that South American soybean yields have been slightly below average. So there is still some production risk there that perhaps we're buying into the big crop just a little too early there. But in the meantime, we do have to fight this negative momentum that we're seeing.
Did you take a look at the wheat numbers, and did they tell you anything? I suppose those domestically aren't, well, we've got some numbers, but it may be the global numbers that make the difference.
You know, very small changes on the production side, none for the U.S. Obviously, we've seen the final numbers in September for our crop. USDA did lower the expected exports for U.S. wheat by 50 million bushels, about evenly distributed between hard red winter and soft red winter. And they're citing two things. One is the obvious slow export program we've had so far this marketing year. And secondly is the ongoing aggressive exports of wheat from the so-called Black Sea area, Ukraine and Russia. I found it interesting that if you look at foreign wheat production, USDA did lower their projection modestly, 60 million bushels, but actually raised their forecast of exports from the rest of the world by over 100 million bushels compared to what they were forecasting last month. And much of that is Ukraine and Russia. So they've got small crops there, but are exporting very, very aggressively at this point. And so that kind of raises the question of at what point do they run out of wheat? And maybe we will get back into being competitive in the export market before the year is over. But right now, we're struggling a little bit on wheat exports.
USDA justified, you think, in raising the world export number that much?
It does draw our inventories down to very small levels compared to where we're starting the year. We're seeing about a 20 million ton drawdown in world inventories of wheat. But perhaps what it underscores is just the demand we're seeing worldwide for crops this year. We probably will be feeding more wheat because of the high-priced corn. And so I think it underscores the strength and demand that we're seeing pretty much across the board this year.
Anything that we need to discuss as it relates to new crop corn and or soybean sales for farmers in the United States?
As I look at the prices there, you'd have to say corn looks pretty attractive, pretty competitive, over $6 cash bids for harvest delivery. If we have any kind of rebound in yields next year, I think corn prices will struggle to average that. So that there may be some opportunities there to consider. Soybeans, you kind of say, well, we're expecting a big crop in South America. We're expecting a rebound in production here in the U.S. That should put substantial downside pressure on 2013 soybean prices, and they are at a discount. So on one hand, you say, well, prior to last year, soybeans were trading $11, $12. We're still seeing north of $13 for 2013. So you say, well, there's still some production risk being bid into the market, maybe a dollar or so. But is that enough, recognizing that we have two production seasons to go through before the fall of 2013? So I'm a little more conservative on soybeans. I would prefer to give soybeans a little more time on new crop, saying let's really see if South America can rebound, and then let's see what U.S. weather brings next spring. There may be opportunities for some rallies here in new crop beans.